Showtime, everybody! Showtime!
Ready, men? Contact! We are on the air!
Guys, we're all here for the same reason. I cannot stress this enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
It's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. Hope you have yourself a wonderful Friday as we get ready to go into the weekend. Got most of the show here today. Myself, Joe, Liv the Web Girl, producer, Pork Chop McKenzie, taking a little vacay, enjoying the weekend approaching. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Good morning.
How you guys doing today?
Good. We are both singing. Wow.
Yeah, that's weird.
It must be Friday. That's the only reason why.
Well, we know we have to kick things off. Obviously, Pork Chop has big Thursday night plans. If you did not know, no, he actually probably lost. But hey, Family Feud trivia. How did that go for you yesterday?
It was so much fun. So me and my boyfriend got there. And as we're on our way there, we have like a group chat with all my friends, like our team. And everyone's texting, like, yep, can't make it tonight, can't make it tonight, can't make it tonight. So me and my boyfriend are like, all right, guess it's just us. We get there, it is packed. There's like 20 teams. And we're like, oh boy. So all night,
He has a piece of paper with him.
Yeah, because last week I forgot the questions, so I brought it this week.
I love this so much.
So like, after the first round, we were in 14th place. After the second round, we were in 10th place.
Wow. Ugh.
So yeah, going into the final round, we were in 10th place.
Getting worse.
And we ended up tying for second place.
Wow.
Wow. You haven't done that well in like months and months.
Since my wife came there and helped you win first, yeah.
Yeah, our score was 102. And then the other team, obviously 102, and first place was 108. So to do the tiebreaker, to get either second or third, I'm going to ask you the question, and okay. I'm going to see what you guys get. So now the way the tiebreaker works is you have to guess how many people said the answer, okay? So the question is, name a reason you may temporarily lose your sight. The number one answer was because of a bright light. Second answer was because of a concussion. Third answer was because you got poked in the eye. So now you have to tell me how many people said the number one answer.
What, and that was, again, tell me?
Bright light.
Bright light. And it's out of 100.
I would probably say 56.
I'm going to say 55.
My team said 60. The other team said 55. The answer was 42.
Hey, look who won!
If Joe was there, they would have to do another tiebreaker. But yeah, so we got third place. We got 10 bucks. Could have won 25. But I've got one other question just for fun. Name something that you can be on top of.
A person.
Family-friendly show. Pick another answer.
Jeez, Liv. No, you and Jewel Daddy did last night.
Name something you can be on top of. A snowboard. A surfboard. A skateboard.
Well, I'm just thinking out loud. Hold on. Not a final answer yet. You can be on top of the world.
Was my answer.
Well, I didn't say it's my final one. What can you be on top of? Oh, boy. I'll say on top of the world.
A table.
I don't know.
Oh, a bar.
Of course, I forget what the number one answer was
now.
Oh, come on!
You are so bad at this.
Okay, well, probably one of the ones I said because I named like 15.
Oh, I got it. Okay.
He's just making it up.
No. I got it. No, you could be on top of a mountain. And that was one of my answers. I said either mountain or world, but we decided to leave it blank, so
I
we
said
didn't get
everything but that.
Right. So we didn't get negative points. Two other quick ones. Name a famous Ted.
Ted Bundy.
Ted, who's the baseball player? Ted Williams?
Ted Nugent?
Well.
Well, lives right. Ted Bundy.
Yay.
And last one, real quick. Name an organ that is frequently removed.
Oh, appendix.
Kidney.
Liv got it right as well as we did. So, yeah, we said appendix, we said Ted Bundy, and then we left the other one blank. But, yeah, helped us get second or third place.
So proud of you.
Yay.
And it was just me, Cody, and our friend Raphael.
Oh, what up, Raphael?
What
was that Donatello there, Leonardo?
No. Raph is so cool. He's a good guy.
Cool, cool, cool. Ninja Turtle reference, if anybody got that. What about you, Liv the Web Girl? How was your day yesterday?
Honestly, it was not great. I'm going to be straight honest with you guys. So we all know I cannot have dairy because I'm extremely lactose intolerant.
Oh, well, we know. You've been behind the scenes. We know what's going on. You need to take that out in the hall, please.
Okay, so a couple nights ago, I went to a movie theater. I asked for if they could do popcorn with no dairy. And I said, no dairy at all. I was like, I said, if I need to get edamame, which is basically like a vegetable. I was like, if I need to get edamame, I will, because that has no dairy, nothing. And I was like, if you can't do no dairy popcorn, they're like, no, we can do no dairy popcorn. That should be no problem. 45 minutes later, it's taking so long, so long. So I'm thinking, oh, wow, just for me. They're making it so special just for me. It gets there. And I'm like, thanks, whatever. I start eating it. The movie is so intense. I'm paying attention. Finally, probably after two handfuls, I'm like, wait a minute. This popcorn tastes way too good. Like, wait. And I shine my light on it. So buttery, which is dairy, which I cannot have. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. So I immediately stop eating it. I was so nervous. I was like, maybe it won't be that bad. Yesterday was an absolute nightmare.
Did you complain?
I thought about calling Joe. I thought about calling them, their movie theater, and being like, hey, just so you know. But I was like, whatever, I'm not going to.
You should have said something.
So yesterday, I ran a bunch of errands after having miserable moments, and I had to teach a cycle bar class. During my cycle bar class.
Everybody, out of the cell.
It's not that bad.
And you're strapped onto that bike for 45 minutes.
Yes, I am leading the class. I'm so nauseous. My stomach hurts so bad. I think I'm going to throw up in the middle of the class, but I'm like, just keep pushing through. I'm so hot. I'm so uncomfortable. I'm miserable.
Imagine being in that room. You can't breathe and all you have is toxic farts.
I literally felt so sick, but it was fine. I made it through. I hop off the bike. Lead instructor comes in. It's not graphic. My lead instructor comes in and goes, hey, the other girl who's supposed to teach right after you just got pulled over. She was speeding.
No.
We need you to teach this ride
for
us. And I was like, no.
This is like out of a movie.
I was so sick. I felt so nauseous. I barely made it through the first 45 minutes. I have to get back on the bike, do 45 more minutes. I made it through, but afterwards, I was like legit delirious. Like, I was so dehydrated. I felt so sick. I was so tired.
And there were no accidents? Like,
luckily,
no, like, you know.
There were no accidents. There might have been one earlier in the day, but there were no accidents.
Oh, God.
Wow. My God.
That was my day.
Yeah. Well, I didn't poop my pants, so I guess I had an okay day. I worked out yesterday. I played some COD. Pork Chops and I, timing was totally off. I got to go in Indy locally. I'm partnering up now with Diamonds Direct, and I'm representing them. And incredible if you're looking for a diamond. But I got to go check out their facility yesterday. And I thought I'd go there for like 10, 20 minutes. I was there for an hour and a half, just blown away.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. And
did they take you like behind the scenes?
They did everything. They explained it, because obviously I'm talking about them. I totally want to know what it is. So if you're looking for a diamond, seriously, the prices, I can't believe. Like,
Jewel Daddy.
No, I will talk to Jewel Daddy. Like, he needs to go to Diamonds Direct, because it blew my mind. Like, I was looking at one ring. I was trying to figure out how much it was, because I bought my wife, obviously, a ring like 5 years ago. We got married four. And there was a ring. I'm like, oh, that one's probably at least $9,000 or $10,000. It was like $5,500. Like, I couldn't believe, because they get their diamonds direct. There's like no middle person there, so they can get these like the cheapest price. And they explained how it all works. I don't know if I'm boring you. I could tell you more just DM me.
No.
But it was like, it blew my mind, because I'm like, holy crap! But they also pulled out a diamond, $190,000.
Oh, was it like the most incredible thing?
It was
you've
like
ever seen?
I was like, damn! And they actually have people that come in like, yeah.
I can't believe they trust you.
Well, I mean, I'm borrowing it for a few weeks, but
no,
no, no, no. No, yeah, they had security
that's
there. Trust me.
More than your life.
It is.
Kidding.
That's what. Oh. All...
That was a joke.
Jeez, no, don't let Liv do security. Oh, I'm sorry. You can have it back. All right. Anyways, we're a little loopy today. What's coming up in the tea?
So a Hollywood OG was asked a very interesting question. This woman has moved on with another woman, and could we be hearing new music from this Disney star?
Liv the web girl with the tea today.
It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Oscar-nominated Al Pacino was on Jimmy Kimmel last night, and they had fans from the street asking him questions.
What would you like to ask Al?
I'd love to know, who is the best kisser you've ever kissed from any of the movies or shows you've started?
Oh, that is a good question. Wow.
That's a very difficult question.
I haven't kissed Betty. I guess I kissed Michelle Pfeiffer.
Did you kiss Adam Sandler in that movie?
Oh,
you guys
I
did
wish.
Get together?
I love him.
So funny and so cute. Amber Heard was photographed out and about with new girlfriend Bianca Booty in San Diego on Thursday. They were recently packing on major PDA in Palm Springs. So Booty is a cinematographer who currently lives in LA, and Heard came out at the GLADS in 25th anniversary event in 2010 saying, "I don't label myself one way or another. I've had successful relationships with men and now a woman. I love who I love. It's the person that matters." So happy for her. She's finally found some happiness and peace. Eugene Levy was on Jimmy Fallon and talked about the major success that he has had on his most recent television show, a show that he and his son David Levy co-created.
It was Netflix, when the show got on Netflix, that we really noticed. I mean, people would come up to me on the street and, you know, say things like, "Oh, had any apple pie lately?" After American Pie. And then after it got on Netflix, it was just Creek. Your
yeah,
show
that's great. Exactly.
It is, it's called like Spitz Creek, but obviously you have to like spell it out. But it is one of the funniest things. There's a lot of great Canadian programming that I find the humor that I really, really like.
It's so good. It has gone absolutely viral. Every single one of my friends watches it. I watch it. I love it. And it's in its sixth and final season right now on Pop. I'm not okay with this because it's going to be really sad when it's over.
Yeah.
Jamie Foxx was answering Ellen's burning questions while on her show, and we found out some not so surprising information.
Are you a member of the Mile High Club?
Yes, I am.
All right. Who's your favorite celebrity to do an impression of, and let's see it?
I do the impersonation when Jay-Z was at my house and no one knew who he was, and we were throwing a party for Puff. And I said, "Hey man, aren't you?" He said, "Yeah, it's a nice party. It's crazy. It's like it's all the time."
So the Mile High Club, obviously not surprising, is Jamie Foxx, but I was not expecting that good of an impression of Jay-Z. So
yeah,
I love
good.
That. Lindsay Lohan is threatening us with new music, and I am absolutely thrilled by this. So she announced that her new album, LL3, will be released at the end of February. So Lohan responded to the Instagram fan account, World of Lindsay Lohan, who posted a shot of the singer on stage with the caption, "Hope we get LL3 this year." So she originally signed to a record label at 2004 at the age of 18. And their venture resulted in the album Speak and includes the hit Rumors. I loved that song when I was little. So I'm very excited for her new music. I think it's going to be epic and very kind of club vibes, but totally here for it.
I would totally be open to that. I mean, I hope she actually comes out with some music.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
Are you not compatible if you can't even plan a wedding together?
Possibly. Me and my wife, Lindsay. Boy, that's how I lost all my hair. No, we'll talk to you about that coming up next. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Happy Friday morning. We are Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. If you want to hear the brand new Jonas Brothers song, "What a Man Gotta Do," compose yourself. We're going to play it after Liv's Sports Minute. So Liv, you've got to get through your Sports
wow.
Minute, and the reward, if you don't mess up one time.
Oh,
is,
no. What? I can't do that.
If you mess up one time, I cannot play the new Jonas Brothers, "What a Man Gotta Do."
Okay.
All right, here we go. Liv Sports Minute. Let's do it.
Liv Sports Minute.
I'm not going to spend a lot of time time on this topic because we've already talked about it, but Cam Newton got an Instagram model pregnant.
Nice.
And apparently has been paying for her apartment.
What?
None of this is surprising. Cam Newton is low-key a scumbag. Not a fan of him.
Get me pregnant, Cam. Please.
I was a huge fan of his when he was at Auburn and when he won the Heisman, but not anymore. So, yeah, there's that.
Doesn't he give all the kids a football when he scores a touchdown?
I mean, yes, a lot of football players do that, and I think it's very easy to do that, but then Aaron Hernandez has done that. So,
well, to be fair, though, too, after the kid comes into the world, he'll give that kid a football, too. But here you go, little baby.
I'm sure he will. So, Odell Beckham Jr., OBJ, is under some hot water. So, New Orleans police has issued an arrest warrant for the Browns player for assault. So, do you guys know what happened?
Yeah,
so OBJ has slapped the butt of a police officer. So a police officer was in the LSU locker room after the national championship, after LSU won, and he was angry. The officer was telling players to put out their cigars because they couldn't smoke them in the locker room inside. As he's yelling at one of the players to put out the cigar, OBJ comes up and slaps him on the butt mid-yell at this kid. Obviously, the police were not happy. They issued an arrest warrant. All the Browns have said is that they're aware of what's going on, and that's basically it. So if he's convicted, the 70-year-old will face up to 6 months in jail and a $1,000 fine.
Did you say, I don't think I can play the Jonas Brothers song now. Did you say that he's 70 years old?
27-year-old.
Okay. Uh-huh. I was like, yes. I heard 70. Odell
you
Beckham
heard 70.
Jr.
I meant 27-year-old.
Looks
so
good.
I actually want to know what you guys think about this because I think, like, obviously, duh, like, OBJ, what do you think he's going to do? I hate him. I think he's such an attention seeker, so annoying. So
nobody's above the law. I don't care who it is. You can't really go up there and slap somebody's butt like that.
Did you see the video?
Yes.
I didn't think it was that bad. And to be honest, OBJ could smack my booty.
I know he probably could, pork chop. But I get that it's not that bad. It's not like he actually, like, hurt the man. But this man is trying to do his job. He's yelling at someone. Like, why do you think you're above the authority that you could put your hands on a policeman?
He shouldn't have done it, but I don't think he should get in big trouble. Ugh. I mean, maybe pay a fine or something. But, yeah, just wrong all around. The players shouldn't be smoking in there, too. I know they won, but there are rules. I feel bad for people that have to enforce the rules, and everybody hates them because they have to.
Right.
But you can't. When, no other time.
Right.
So, whatever.
Moral of the story, OBJ, you are so annoying. Okay, the San Francisco Giants hired the first full-time female coach in MLB history.
All right, we're definitely not playing the Jonas Brothers song now.
Shut up. Her name is Alyssa Nakin. She's an assistant under the new San Francisco Giants manager, Gabe Kapler. So she's a former softball standout at first base for Sacramento State. And she has joined the Giants in 2014 as an intern in baseball operations. And now she's full-time. This is so exciting. Yes. Huge UFC fight going on this weekend. Conor McGregor versus the Cowboy. This is going to be Conor McGregor's first fight since he fought Khabib over a year ago. And this is the Cowboy's first main event on a ticket. So it's very exciting. They had their press conference two nights ago. These two guys are friendly with each other. They're nice to each other. They respect each other. It was laughs all around. It was a way different Conor McGregor than you're used to seeing. You know, normally it's all about the mental warfare and he tears other person down. He was lifting the Cowboy up. He's cut weight just to be able to fight the Cowboy. He's completely cut out alcohol as he's been training, which is so different from him. So this fight is going to be so good. Such a great matchup. Also, both of these two men are very hot. So I'm very excited. This is going to be on Saturday night on pay-per-view. We've got the AFC Championship on Sunday at 3:05 p.m. It's the Tennessee Titans versus the Kansas City Chiefs. The Titans have been absolutely crazy. So their running back, Derrick Henry, is the best running back in the NFL right now. He's come out of nowhere. He's an absolute monster. Because he's so good, he is able to run the clock. That's what the problem was with the Ravens. He ran the clock. He dominated the clock with his running game. So I'm nervous for the Kansas City Chiefs. Their defense is not very good. So it's going to be very interesting to see how it's going to be with Derrick Henry, such a star against Kansas is not that great of defense. So that'll be an extremely good game. NFC Championship after that, 6:40 p.m., we've got the Packers versus the 49ers in San Francisco. This will be so exciting.
I think it's going to be an easy win for the 49ers.
Well, I think the 49ers are going to win, but I also think it's going to be an exciting game because we have Aaron Rodgers. You know, he's a veteran. He doesn't, he doesn't take a loss very easily. I think he will fight to the very end. So the Niners, if they do win, will become the second team in NFL history to make the Super Bowl a year after losing 12 games. They lost 12 games last year. They were not good. But, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo has came out. He is the real deal. He's also
He came out?
He didn't
what
come
is
out.
He now? He's a buy or get?
No,
him?
That's not what I meant, okay? But he has
three
come
times.
Out. He's
we're
a
definitely
star.
Not playing
he
the Joe
He is
Rose
a real
song.
Deal. He's a real deal quarterback. I think the 49ers are going to blow past the Packers, especially at home. So this is going to be really exciting. Also, he's very, very handsome. You can check him out online.
My Super Bowl prediction is going to be the Chiefs and the 49ers.
Really?
Yeah.
I definitely think the 49ers, but I'm not joking. Derrick Henry is unstoppable, and the Kansas City Chiefs defense has just not really been that great. I mean, they came back after a crazy game last week, so we'll see.
All right, that's Liz's Sports Minute. You can check it out at joanmckenzie.com. All right, did you count like four or five mess ups, Chops? Like
how? No, many? Still play
I
the Jonas
like
Brothers.
One real mess up when she said NLB instead of MLB.
Well, she said he was
70 instead of 27. Okay, we'll let it slide. This is brand new Jonas Brothers. Woo! We're going to play it once an hour this morning here on Joe McKenzie. It's called What a Man Gotta Do. Brand new Jonas Brothers, What a Man Gotta Do. Live the Web Grill, what do you think?
I love it. It's so upbeat. It's so good. I just love the Joe Bros also in the music video. They all look so hot.
Now,
sexy.
You were telling me in Pork Chop a second ago, we're about to get into Joe's Need to Know News. You were telling me that like it's kind of like a bunch of 80s references in their video, but you knew none of them.
So I know that they make iconic 80s movie references. But I can recognize that that's what it is, but I just don't know any of the movies that they're referencing.
I wonder if I know any.
Hold on a second. The one mic I don't have on. Sorry. It's so weird having Mackenzie off today. I hit the wrong buttons. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I want to go watch the music video and see if I know any. That sounds like fun.
I bet you and I know them all.
No, I don't think I know them all. I'll probably get like half.
Well, there's only really like three main ones.
Oh.
I just can't tell what they are. I know that they're iconic. I just don't know the movie.
Why don't we do this? It'll take some time because obviously we're a little shorthanded today. But why don't we put that video up like up on our website, joemckenzie.com. And then, but we'll also put like a swipe up link. If you're maybe checking out the podcast later, you'll hear this. So you can see it on Instagram and see how many of those references you get. Because that way everybody can see it. They probably want to have it. We'll give you a direct link. All you need to do is later text JAM to 52140 and work. Give us some time. We'll put that up there.
Perfect.
Who's ready for it? Joe's Need to Know News. Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. Can you believe it? 100 years ago today, January 17th, 1920. Do you know what happened, ladies and gentlemen? It was a special day.
I don't. I'm sorry.
The U.S. went completely dry as a result of the 18th Amendment, which banned the production, importation, transportation, and sale of alcohol.
Oh, Prohibition. I still love like Prohibition movies and television shows.
Anybody that wants to complain about the times we live in now, imagine not being able to have a drink to deal with all the crap. Yep. Prohibition lasted 13 years, and there's still some weird laws in the on the books. I'm just going to go over a few of them. Did you know you can drink and drive in Mississippi?
What?
Yeah. It's the only state that doesn't have an open container law for passengers or for drivers. Your blood alcohol content just has to stay below 0.08.
That's wild. I know you used to be able to do it in Tennessee.
Okay.
But they changed the law. I didn't know that there was any states like that anymore.
No, I've heard this for a long time, but maybe you don't know this. Utah, very strict. There's a lot of strange laws out there when it comes to liquor laws. One of the strangest ones that they have is that you cannot drink, you cannot make a drink in the view of children. So I was going to make like a gin and tonic. I'd have to go do it like in a secret thing or like make sure the kids can't see what we're doing. And if you're ordering a drink at a restaurant, you have to order food too.
Really? That's so crazy. And normally I go to restaurants and sometimes I'll like eat dinner before and then only get a drink there to save money.
Yeah, that's insane. Porkchop told me about this the other day. I was like, okay, what is this? And I think this is actually a good idea. It's called the Laurel Court Restaurant and Bar. It's at the Fairmont Hotel in San Francisco. They have a new policy they're testing out. You get to keep your meal to 90 minutes or less. If you eat for longer than 90 minutes, so an hour and a half, you got to pay $30 per seat. So they're going to charge you like a sitting fee, which makes sense. I never worked in the restaurant industry, but I got to imagine, I feel bad when you see people like, okay, I've arrived and they've been done eating and they're still here while we're eating. Like, how does that server make any money? They're just sitting there getting a water or coffee.
I mean, there's definitely some squatters, especially like if there's a game on, like when I used to be a waitress and that would annoy me because I'd be like, I want to clear the table so I can get more people.
Or keep on ordering some food and drinks.
Yeah, exactly. Do something. But there are a lot of squatters, so I get it. But I think like maybe after 3 hours or something, because I will stay with my friends and we'll just gab and catch up and laugh and talk for like hours.
You can do that at the bar.
But if you want to like be nice about it, here's what I would do. When I go out to eat, if I feel like sitting for a long time, I'll ask the server. I'm like, hey, you know, are you getting off anytime soon? Just to make sure I'm not keeping them there late. And then I also ask them like, hey, do you have like other open tables or am I keeping yours? And then, you know, they'll tell me like, oh no, like I've got, you know, two other tables set. And then you, then I'd be like, oh, okay, I'll leave so you can replenish this table. But,
oh, wow.
You know, if they're like, yeah, I've got two open tables, you're fine. Then I'll sit.
Wow.
A little inside information there. This is something which I'm so glad I got out of school when I did, because now there's really no off days. Schools in Pennsylvania are now turning to cyber snow days if the weather is too bad for kids to go to school.
That sucks.
No kidding. The governor, Tom Wolf, signed a bill into law over the summer giving schools the option to use up to 5 flexible instruction days known as cyber snow days per school year. Schools have to apply to use this program, and I guess 90 districts in that state have already been approved to start using it. So students will go into something called Google Classroom to complete assignments when they can't come to school. So sorry, kids, you're not playing COD and Fortnite or whatever you're doing.
Absolutely not. That's terrible. And also, you know why else that's terrible? There are so many children that don't have Wi-Fi and don't have internet. So they have to go to like local McDonald's or Starbucks or something and use their free Wi-Fi. Like, why are you... Why?
You'd be surprised how many of those kids don't have Wi-Fi, but they're streaming Netflix or Hulu at home.
I just think that's stupid.
I did though as a kid. Wasn't that the greatest thing? If you had a day off of school, somehow you're
yes.
I would try to go back to sleep, but I would be so excited about not having school that I couldn't sleep.
All right, and finally, this is kind of a cool thing. The guy had a last wish, this fisherman, and it was fulfilled. A funeral featured his boat. Let me explain. The funeral director had the idea to put his boat inside the funeral home because he loved fishing so much. The family, they loved the idea too. And for the viewing, the man's casket was placed inside his 16-foot aluminum fishing boat, which had been passed down from his grandfather and father. So I'm assuming that's going to be passed down if he's got some kids. But that's one way to go out there in your little bass fishing boat.
I love that. How unique.
All right, that is Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it out at joeandmackenzie.com. Coming up next, we got the Song of the Day category. Songs you sing when you're drunk. Song of the Day. The category today is songs you sing when you're drunk. The way it works is you grab your phone and you text SONG, S-O-N-G, to 52140. It'll prompt you to vote for one of us, probably me, but we'll give you the letters in just 1 second. I'll kick it off today. Songs I sing, and you're going to not believe this, but that's fine because I sometimes get drunk and I really like it. It is Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus because it's easy. The lyrics are there, and I'm like, yeah, it's Party in the USA. Like you don't sing that song when you're drunk. If you want to vote for my song, text SONG, S-O-N-G, to 52140. It'll prompt you to vote. Choose letter A. That is my song for Joe. All right, let's go on down the line to Liv the Web Girl. What song do you sing when you're drunk?
This is going to sound so weird, but me and my best friend, Brooke, whenever we get drunk, we always end up watching Demi Lovato's rendition of the Star Spangled Banner when she was at, I think, the World Series. And from like years ago. And we always end up singing the Star Spangled Banner. Like, I sing the Star Spangled Banner on the regular more than any other song.
Interesting.
Very weird.
I can't wait to hear it. Here it is.
She went so hard.
How crazy would it be if that was the song that won today?
I know, but she also is singing the national anthem at the Super Bowl. Anyways, we can hear her go so hard on the Star Spangled Banner if you text the word song to 52140 and vote B for my song.
Porkchop, what is your song you sing when you're drunk?
All right, now this one was really, really hard for me because obviously I've mentioned many times when I lived up in Michigan, I was a DJ for 4 years. So I've done weddings, I've done bar gigs. And when I do these bar gigs, I've got two go-to songs. So it's really, really hard for me to pick. It was between Journey's Don't Stop Believin' or Neil Diamond's Sweet Caroline. So I did end up going with Neil Diamond's Sweet Caroline, but if this song wins, you gotta do the part where you go, so good, so good.
Sweet Caroline.
Ba, ba, ba.
Forget a word there?
No, not at all. Just censored myself. So if you want to hear that song, text song, that's S-O-N-G, to 52140, and then vote for letter C when prompted, because that's me.
All right, a recap of the songs you can vote for today. Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus. That's what myself, Joe, went with. Live the Web Girl went with The Star-Spangled Banner by Demi Lovato. And Pork Chop went with Sweet Caroline by Neil Diamond. Who's going to win? We'll find out. Text song, S-O-N-G, right now to 52140. It'll prompt you to vote, and you can choose between Meat Chop or Live. Song of the day. The calculations are beginning because the voting has ended. The category, something I'm looking forward to doing later today, and that is being drunk, the songs you sing when you're drunk. Let's give you a recap of what you could have voted for by texting song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. Myself, Joe, I'm not afraid to admit it. I might be a big 300-400-pound guy with a beard and a bald head, but when I get my buzz on, I like to sing a little Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, it's a party in the USA.
Yeah, you know you do too. Then we also have Live the Web Girl. Some say this is the most patriotic thing she's ever done. She went with Demi Lovato when she was doing the Star Spangled Banner.
And the rockets rock a lot.
Kind of want to hear her sing that, so to be good. Honest. And then producer Porkchop says, man, you cannot not sing this song when you're drunk. Neil Diamond's Sweet Caroline.
Sweet Caroline.
I gotta be honest, every time I hear that song, I think of that child predator at Penn State, but that's just me.
I was obsessed with Neil Diamond when I was in high school for some reason, like weirdly thought he was attractive.
Well, it explains your lust for older men. So let's get the results this morning from Porkchop and our computer assistant, Rosie.
The results today are very interesting.
Oh no.
Two of us have a percentage that starts with a 4.
I just want to say, if you didn't vote for mine, then you're not patriotic.
Coming in last place with a measly 8% of the vote.
Oh, what's Liv going to say? The terrorists win?
Liv the Web Girl.
I knew it. But if I was going to be true and honest to what I actually sing when I'm intoxicated, that's truly it. I try to mock Demi Lovato.
Hold on a second. Can we hear it?
Okay, hold on.
Oh, no.
And the rocket's reckless.
Doesn't that sound good?
Can't believe that didn't win.
Since there's only three of us today, Mackenzie's out, that means the winner is about to be revealed. In second place, with 41% of the vote, meaning first place has 49% of the vote. Second place is me, 41% of the vote.
Oh, no!
Joe is the big winner today, 49% of the vote.
Honestly, yeah!
Not mad. Not mad about this.
All right, whether you're drunk or sober, enjoy this Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus. Happy Friday. Hey, thank you for your votes today. That is your Song of the Day winner. Songs that you like to sing when you're drunk. Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus. I appreciate all your votes.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
This is going to be fun. It might make you feel a little old, too. What is your favorite food or drink kind of memory? It has nostalgia to you when you were a kid growing up, maybe like elementary school, middle school, even high school. The nostalgia, like, oh, yes, I love these. I think Liv was just looking around online. She's like, oh, my God, do you guys remember these? Do you remember that? 833-563-2539. If you want to join in the conversation, Porkchop, any food or drink that kind of brings back that childhood memories of the nostalgia?
You know, it's funny you say that, because as you say it, I'm thinking. One easily comes to mind, and that would be Dunkaroos.
Oh, yes.
But another one comes to mind, and I can't think the name of it, so maybe you could help me out.
Describe it a little bit.
All right. So I haven't seen these in years, so I don't think they make them anymore, but maybe they do. They were like, I'm not sure if they're like cookies or crackers, but they were in like the shape of a whale, and they were blue, and the
box was blue.
Yeah, maybe the box was blue, and they had like, I want to say, I don't know if it was like melted, like hard white chocolate or some sort of vanilla flavor, but I don't remember.
All I can find, like, just Googling, it says it's like whales, and
but those are
cracker.
Cheddar. No. Yeah, those are cheddars.
And I'm not talking about the gummy worms. I know there's, like, whale gummy worms are blue.
But they were crackers, you're saying?
Yeah, they're, like, either crackers or, like, cookies.
It was, like, probably a graham cracker dipped in chocolate or something.
No, it was, like, white. No, it wasn't chocolate. I don't know. I'm going to see if I can find it.
Okay, 833-563-2539. Look for that and let us know. Liv the Web Girl, what about you? Kind of nostalgic food and drinks from your childhood.
Okay, the first one that comes to mind. Do you remember the French toast cereal?
Yes.
It was French Toast Crunch, and I think my mom bought it like one time because she normally didn't buy like super sugary cereal, and I had to have been like 5 when I tried it. So good. I don't even think they make it anymore, but that's like the number one thing that comes to mind. I wish it would make a comeback because it was so delicious. Another one is obviously also Cheese Whiz.
You like Cheese Whiz?
So I know, so surprising, but I loved Cheese Whiz as a kid, and my mom was very healthy, so we never really had it in the house. Besides, my parents used to hold Euchre, which is a card game.
Love playing Euchre, yep.
Yeah, they would hold Euchre nights with their friends, so they would keep me and all my sisters upstairs, and they would basically bribe us to stay upstairs, watch TV in their room by buying us all the junk food we wanted. And the first thing on our list was always Cheese Whiz with club crackers.
I cannot believe you of all people would do that, because that sounds so good. Now, for me, the thing that brings back, and there's a bunch of them, and I'll share them with you, but I would go with nostalgia for the food and snack. Has to be Fruit by the Foot. I still to this day love me some Fruit by the Foot. If you had that, you're like, dang!
My mom never let me have that.
Really?
Yeah, because it's like really bad for you. But my nephew
all this stuff is bad
for
you.
It's so good.
Let's say hi to Sam this morning. Hey, Sam, you're on Joe McKenzie. What is the snack that brings back the nostalgia for you?
Good morning, guys. And I like Tang, the little orange drink, and the little beepers with the gum in it. They were like small and pink and glittery.
I barely remember the beeper gum.
Hold on, I gotta look that up.
You don't remember the beeper gum? Beepers were popular back in the 90s.
You know, the old...
And you had a gum in it.
The old gum I think of was the tri-color one with, like, the watermelon.
Yes, I know. It would lose flavor so fast,
so true.
No, I see... I see what you're talking about. It's funny, because I do remember this. I thought at first I didn't, but I had to Google it to actually, like, look it up. I'm like, oh, my gosh,
oh,
yes.
Oh, man.
All right, now let me throw
this...
Let me throw this one out there for you. Do you remember Gushers?
Duh.
Oh, yeah. Those are still in, though. Like, they're kind of vintage, still in.
But I haven't had them. Like, this weekend, I want to go get, like, a whole box of Gushers. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning to Joe McKenzie at 833-563-2539.
Ink Dove on Twitter said, I used to be the Hugs, the little drinks, the ones that, like, looks like barrels.
Yeah, like the plastic, juices. And you take the foil off.
Yes, and then they said, and let's not forget, 3D Doritos. Do you guys remember those? They were like Dorito puffs.
Yes, I barely remember those.
Those were excellent.
All right, let's go to, is it Brianna?
Brianna, yes.
Hey, what is your kind of memory you have, like the snack as a kid?
One of them was the 3D Doritos, and for drink, Fruitopia.
Fruitopia.
Zootopia.
Oh, I kind of remember those. I don't know if I drank them
okay.
a ton.
You know what I remember now? I remember that from like middle school. I remember seeing like all the Fruitopia, like in the vending
machine. Yeah, in the bottle.
Yeah, see, it's funny because I'm like, what is she talking about? Like, oh my God, I know I drank that. It's just I forget.
Discontinued in 2003.
What?
Yep. Wow, that's so sad.
I bet if you have some of that, you put it up on eBay, you'd be worth a lot of money, even though it's probably nasty. Hey, thank you for calling in at 833-563-2539.
I have to know, what is your Lunchable of choice?
I was just going to say Lunchables.
Yes.
I feel like, well, I'd love the pizza Lunchable, but I feel like the turkey cheese one is really good.
Do you like the turkey? Do you like the ham?
I like turkey, personally, or whatever they're calling it.
I probably have to go with the turkey, too.
The turkey,
cheese, and crackers, yeah.
What? Mine's either pizza or the nachos.
Remember
the nachos, the little tiny circle ones, and they were so small that you would always end up getting cheese on your fingers when you would dip it into it. And did you guys used to heat up your pizza?
No, I ate it cold.
I ate it cold as well, but like it went viral on Twitter recently. Someone used to heat up their pizzas in the microwave.
Nobody's mentioned this yet, but I think this might be the best nostalgia as far as a drink or a snack of all time. And I know it's still around. Capri Sun. Boy, it was hard to get the straw in there. Sometimes you'd have to stab it from the bottom, but Capri Sun legit was the ish. It was the greatest.
I just feel like they're not consumed as much as they used to be. Like Capri Sun, that was it. Game over. That was at every party, every soccer game, everything. And I just feel like nowadays kids just don't appreciate them as much.
Oh, man. Okay. We're going to have to talk about this more later because the nostalgia is overwhelming me. Liv the Web Girl, you're doing the tea today, hanging out and filling in for Mackenzie, who's on a little vacay. What is coming up?
John Cena has got a new girlfriend. Adam Sandler has come out with a new movie. And a reality star is fired for racist tweets.
About to get into the tea this morning. Mackenzie's got it off, but Liv the Web Girl, she's holding it down.
It's time to spill the tea with Mackenzie.
Give me that tea.
Ooh, scandalous.
Spill it, honey.
So Vanderpump star Max Bowens is getting fired over his racist tweets. So one tweet from 2012 read, "It upsets me that the N-word, he actually like spelled it out, is not allowed to be said unless you are black, because quite honestly, it's my favorite word." So sources say Lisa Vanderpump does not tolerate any racism or anything negative, and Boyens will be fired. So Vanderpump Rules is about Lisa Vanderpump. She's a reality star and an entrepreneur. It's her restaurant and all of the waiters and waitresses and bartenders that work in it. So he just joined the cast for the 8th season that's airing right now, and he's already been fired. Good riddance. Bye, dude. Absolutely not. Chris Martin's daughter is about to turn 16, and he shared an extremely cute story of him just being a total dad.
My daughter works in a clothing store. It's her first job, and she's about to be 16, and I'm so proud of her. I went to surprise her. I took a T-shirt from the rack, and I lined up in the queue. She was at the checkout, and there were two checkouts, and she saw me, and she went like this. Moved to the other line. Just holding my T-shirt, really scared of my daughter. And I paid for the T-shirt, and I had bought her some fudge. So I said to the lady, could you just give this to my daughter? And as I was leaving, she shouted, I love you, Dad.
Could you imagine having Chris Martin as your dad? That is just so precious. John Cena is in a new relationship after his very super public breakup with fiance Nikki Bella.
Man, I'm so grateful for anyone out there who thinks that my life is actually interesting. So I can understand the intrigue there, and I'm grateful for it. But I think they can also respectfully understand the fact that some things are for me. That.
So obviously his relationship with Nikki Bella was extremely public. They had a reality television show. So this time around, he says he wants to keep it very private and away from the public eye. So he's dating model Shay Chervitsa.
I'll believe you if you say it with confidence.
Yes. And so they've been an item actually since March, and they've made two red carpet appearances together very recently, and they seem like they're going strong. They're showing PDA and stuff like that. So, I mean, I guess I'm happy for him. I'm still really sad about him and Nikki Bella's breakup, but I guess it's been a year now, so I should get over it.
It's hard, though, if you're a fan of somebody, you follow them, and they get so intimate and personal to be like, well, I don't want to do that again.
Exactly.
It's like, wait, no, you got to tell me every time you do something. Like, you going to the bathroom right now? What's happening?
Exactly. Obviously, he was just doing it in support of his fiance's television show. It wasn't even his show. So I get it. But still, like, I want to know every detail. Adam Sandler has made a secret film in New York's Times Square. So a short released on Vimeo this week, and it stars Sandler and Benny Safdie, who co-directed the short, and he also co-directed Sandler's starring blockbuster Uncut Gems, the one that's receiving a lot of like praise. So basically, it's called Goldman versus Silverman. And so it's Sandler. He's painted as a gold-painted Tin Man street performer. And he gets in a fight with Silverman, who's played by Benny Safdie. And he's done up in silver metallic paint. And so basically, they're just like a gold and silver, like, street performers.
Yep.
And they get into, like, dance battles and all of this stuff. And then finally, the Silverman, like, sprays the gold man. And then the gold man gets a hot dog. It's supposed to be stupid. So it's 6 minutes long. And it comes after Sandler promising to make a film so bad on purpose if he didn't get an Academy Award nomination for playing gambling addict jeweler Howard Ranter in the Diamond District thriller Uncut Gems. So the Oscar noms came out. Adam Sandler didn't get nominated. So like he promised, he made a purposefully terrible movie.
Well, thank you for that. We appreciate it.
I still actually want to watch it, though. And the last story. Very exciting news. The Jonas Brothers dropped a brand new song and a brand new video. It came out at midnight. Here's a clip of the song.
So what a man gotta do, what a man gotta do to be totally. What a man gotta say, what a man gotta pray, to be last good night and your first good day. So what a man gotta do, what a man gotta do, to be totally locked up by you.
Dang.
I love it. It has some 80s vibes, and the music video is all referencing like iconic 80s movies. All of their wives are in it, just like the Sucker video. It's very cute. I love it. I'm into it.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
Freak Show Friday is coming up next. We will be talking to Samantha, and she's definitely going to need almost some advice here or some thoughts on this if you know anything about this, which I think you might. She wants to try being in an open relationship. And when I first heard this, Porkchop brought it to our attention. I was like, well, no, that's just the relationship's over. But I kind of see where she's coming from. Maybe you will too. Freak Show Friday, it's coming up in less than 10 minutes. And then immediately after that, we got the brand new Jonas Brothers, What's a Guy Gotta Do? Don't go anywhere. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Bring it on, let it bring. She's a very freaky girl. The freak's done hot and black. Super freak, she's super freaky. Get your freak on. Freak Show Friday, we do it here on Joe and McKenzie, and we like to talk to people that maybe they are truly freaky, a little weird, a little different, or, you know, they just feel a little strange about certain things that they're doing. If you ever want to be on it, you just have to DM us. It's on Instagram. Our show is Joe and McKenzie. Let's say hi to Samantha. So why are we talking to you today for Freak Show Friday?
Well, I'm calling because I think I want to do something that, I don't know, I feel like it kind of makes me a freak, okay?
All right.
Okay.
All right. So, I've been happily married for like 11 years, right? My husband and I got married when we were 26, and now we have two little girls, and my whole family is truly just, they're just my world, right? We have a full-time nanny, though, which is also really great. She's 23. She's super good with the girls. She spends a lot of time with them, and she's completely necessary for our family.
Right.
Because I'm a lawyer. And I'm also a partner at my firm, and I'm at work all the time, like 60, 65 hours a week. I'm always working, right?
So I need somebody. At home, yeah.
Yeah. Well, my husband, he doesn't work as much as I do. He gives music lessons. He's a guitar player. He's incredibly talented. He plays drums, like every instrument he can play it and teach it, which is amazing. So obviously, he works way less than I do. So when I get home after like a 12, 13-hour day, he's ready to, like, you know, flip pancakes, and I'm just way too tired and exhausted to do it.
Obviously, yeah. That's a long-ass day.
Yeah. So I feel really terrible because I know that's like a normal need in a relationship. Like that's how people are. And since I can't fulfill this, I kind of want to open up our relationship. So
what do you mean open up your relationship?
All right. So I want to somehow ask or like see if him or our nanny would be cool with just having like a relationship. But it would just be purely flipping pancakes, right?
Like, well, that's interesting. My first question is this. This nanny is like over 18, right? Like she's an adult.
23. Yeah.
Oh, 23. 23. Sorry. Okay. Mm-hmm. I missed that.
Wow.
You're not concerned? I mean, I understand that. Like, I mean, I don't understand, but I can try to see where you're coming from. The fact of, but you're not worried that there might be something more that develops into a relationship?
I'm not the jealous type. Like, I trust him, and I know that he's my soulmate, so I'm not worried about them falling in love. They get along super well. She has they already have, like, a real harmless flirtation going on anyway, and she's stunningly beautiful.
Right.
So that helps. So I know that there's some attraction there, and it would fulfill his needs and just take the other thing off my hands. So I don't know if anybody out there has ever been in an open relationship. Like, how did it go? Does this make me a freak? I don't know.
833-563-2539. I think we might be able to get you some help this morning, Samantha, either way, because I know we've talked to people before that are in open relationships, and maybe they can talk about their experience in an open relationship. Maybe if you do want to pursue this, Samantha, how do you even go about that? Because
right.
I don't know. Like, do you go on Craigslist? Is there like an app, like a dating app for open relationships?
Yeah, so if you have ever had any experience with an open relationship, know a couple that's in an open relationship, please call in 833-563-2539. Maybe we can discuss. Also, do you advise maybe she doesn't go to the nanny and maybe just tries to find someone their own age? Like, I get the nanny would kind of be convenient because she's like already in the home, but that also could create a very strange dynamic.
Now, you're saying an open relationship, would you be involved in that relationship too, or just you're imagining your husband with the nanny?
Well, I guess the word relationship is like wrong, right? Because really it's just like a flipping pancakes type situation to take that meat off the table.
Got it.
So, you know what I mean? So that, yes, that's a relationship, but no, I wouldn't be involved in that.
So basically you're saying flipping pancakes, you see it as a task that needs to get done. You don't want another task on your plate. You need someone else to do it for your husband.
Basically, yeah.
Okay.
Interesting.
Samantha, hang on. I'm going to see if anybody can call in and help you this morning. 833-563-2539 is the phone number to call in right now.
I also want to talk to married couples. Do you think that their relationship can last through this, or do you think this could be the beginning of the end?
Well, and I'm wondering, too, are there any other women out there like, you know what? Like, I wouldn't have the balls to say it, but I kind of think Samantha has got a good point. Not that she doesn't love her husband, but she's like, guys, I work all the time. I don't have time to satisfy all the needs. All right.
Interesting.
All right, we'll do this next. It's Joe and Mackenzie doing Freak Show Friday on Radio Now. Freak Show Friday. It's happening right now. It's Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now. We're talking to Samantha, and she is thinking of doing an open relationship of sorts. She works like 60, 70 hours a week. When she gets home from her job, she's sometimes too tired to flip pancakes, and she's wondering if the person they have, like a nanny around the house, if it's something, you know, that might be a decent idea, or does that make her a freak to consider her maybe filling that void? Kind of like another task, do the laundry,
yeah.
Feed the kids, flip pancakes with my man. All right, Samantha, we got some people that want to try to help you out, so let's see what we got here. We'll go to Thomas. Hey, Thomas, what did you want to say?
I wanted to say what she's saying. Is it an open relationship? Because in an open relationship, both partners go get into a secondary relationship where the person knows that I'm married. This is because, you know, we're spicing things up and you can go do things with that person. What she's proposing is more or less a pancake pass, or I know people refer to the movie Hall Pass.
Pancake pass. Okay.
Basically, she needs to speak to her husband first. Let him know, hey, look, you know, I'm tired when I come home from work. Set some ground rules. This is just for pancakes. And then if she wants to do the nanny, she needs to go to the nanny herself, find herself, before introducing the husband into that, after having the discussion. So that way the nanny knows, okay, this is just purely sexual. No relationship, no hanging out, no nothing. So that way, because if she's not going out and flipping pancakes with somebody else or going out and doing things with another person, then it's not an open relationship. It is strictly just a pancake pass, just something to alleviate his stress and the frustrations and the right. possibility of him going and doing it on his own.
All right. Hey, Thomas, thank you.
I almost feel like in a marriage, you shouldn't see flipping pancakes as a task. That's why I feel like maybe this could be the beginning of the end, because I feel like when I get married one day, I'm going to love doing that with my partner. It's not going to be a task.
Well, Samantha, I got to assume, did you probably love to flip pancakes in the beginning, but you also get tired?
Oh, 1,000%. But after a while, you know, it's just, I'm so tired.
Yeah.
I mean, when you are rested up, let's say you're on a vacation, do you like to flip pancakes with your man?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I mean, like when we first were married and I was in law school, I was really tired, but we were young and had no kids. Yeah. Now we have two kids and it's exhausting.
All right. Let's go to Kata this morning. Hey, you're on Joe and Mackenzie. You're also talking to Samantha. What do you want to say?
Hi, Samantha, if you are having trouble flipping pancakes with your husband, then you two need to get some help. Don't try to get somebody else in to flip the pancakes. I've been in an open relationship and flipping pancakes, and if that's all you're looking for, it's not going to work. That third person should be more than just that. I like what Thomas said. It needs to be like somebody that you're going out with and doing things. If you're just looking for a third person to just do that, you're not going to find somebody. Like, think about if you're that third person, they're going to want more from it.
Interesting.
Hey, Kata, thank you for calling in this morning to Joe McKenzie.
So almost like there's not enough in it for the nanny, basically.
All right, let's see what Catherine has. Hey, Catherine, you're on with Samantha. What do you want to tell her?
Hey, guys, what's going on? I've been married for 12 years, and I wanted to try the open relationship, but I want to be with women more than other men. So, I mean, obviously, unless you're, like, open to bisexuality, that might not work out. But sometimes having an emotional relationship with a woman can be so much more satisfying than a physical relationship with another man. Just my thing. Huh.
Interesting.
Wow, Samantha, your mind getting blown hearing all this?
Wow, I did not hear that coming at all.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like Samantha's got enough on her plate. The last thing she wants is like another relationship, if that was...
Yeah, your brain can't handle it all. Yeah. Let's wrap it up this morning with Ashley. Hey, Ashley, you're on Joe McKenzie. You're trying to help Samantha out here. She loves her husband. Nothing wrong with him. It's just she works, like a lot of people do, 60, 70 hours a week. When she gets home, obviously her man kind of doesn't have to go out and work as much. He wants to flip pancakes, and she just is so tired to do it. Said, why not see if somebody else can do it? Maybe the nanny they have.
I mean, I get that, but you're calling it flipping pancakes, but I refer to it more as making love. So trying to put that outside of the relationship doesn't make sense. But if that's what you want to do, fine. But asking the nanny, I mean, she's a 23-year-old. Maybe you trust your husband. Can you trust her? And at the same point, I mean, she's a full-time nanny. Your girls are used to being with her. What is she going to do? Say, here, you guys eat your apple slices. I'm just going to go away with your daddy for a minute. Hold on. What are you going to say to the girl?
Such a good point.
Yeah, I didn't even think of that one.
Maybe nap time? I don't know. I don't know how that would work out.
Yeah, you two take a nap, and me and your daddy are going to take a nap. Ashley, those are great points. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning.
I do think that's true. I think kids pick up on way more than we think they do, so they might pick up that there's something going on with their nanny and their dad, and that might really upset them and scar them.
Samantha, I don't know, after some of these calls, I'm not sure what you're going to do, but I almost feel like maybe you should reconsider that idea, or if you're still going to do it, maybe an outside source?
Maybe go to Spencer's. They might have some items to help your husband out.
They might. That would be helpful.
All right. Well, hey, if there's any kind of an update or anything, please give us a call. You got our number. Of course, you can DM us, Joe McKenzie.
Oh, thanks, guys. I really appreciate all the help today.
Oh, you're welcome.
Right, bye.
I don't think she's a freak. I just think she's trying to figure out what to do in a relationship.
Yeah.
That is Freak Show Friday. You can check it out at joeandmackenzie.com. You know, I remember when I was getting with my wife, Lindsay, and the discussions we had about joint bank accounts.
Me and Jewel Daddy just had conversations about this.
Okay, see, I want to talk about this because you guys are just dating. How long have you been together?
We've been together a year and a half.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Joint bank accounts. We'll dive into that next here after Selena Gomez, Lose You to Love Me.
Good morning. Good morning. Hello. It's our show. It's Joe and Mackenzie. We are on the radio.
Wait a minute. The rap battle is not happening yet. Hold your horses, Joe.
Sorry. Yes, we're going to do the Friday freestyle coming up. It is going to be me, myself, that is Joe, versus Liv, the web girl, and producer Pork Chop. And it is going to be epic. There will be hype horns. There will be haters.
Hater. We've got a hater on the line.
There'll be a lot going on today.
Love it.
All right.
Can't wait.
Now, one thing that I find very interesting is something that Liv the Web Girl brought up, and she is, I think, going through it or considering it with her significant other, Jewel Daddy, and I want her to explain, then you to call in at 833-563-2539. Now, you guys are talking about this, or what's going on?
We were just talking
about it. Just talking about
it. Just conversation. Okay. You know, we've been dating a year and a half. He's turning 30 in, like, 2 weeks.
God, when's he going to propose?
Okay, let's take it easy. But we were just having the conversation, you know, about joint bank accounts. And both of our parents have joint bank accounts and things like that. And we were talking about if we were to ever get married, would we have joint bank accounts? And he is a little bit more hesitant. Like, he definitely wants to. But he's also just a little bit hesitant because he's like, I know how you spend money. And that scares me. So he's like, you know, obviously we would have a joint bank account, but there would definitely have to be, like, talks about it, and you would have to pay attention more to, like, budgeting and things like that. So we were just having the conversation, and I mean, we're dating, we're not getting proposed, like, we're not getting engaged anytime soon, but I think, like, personally, it's a deal breaker for me if you don't want to have a joint bank account when you get married.
I actually think it's a great idea, and what he should do is do, like, a joint bank account and kind of take the card, because I... Like, you know, he should just take the card.
So what do you don't do?
What,
do you have a joint? You have, wait.
No, I was just saying, like, you know, he should take it because you have a spending problem, I see. So he should take the card.
I think that
you have a spending problem and shouldn't spend money.
You're very awkward right now. I don't know if you realize it. You're, like, trying to hide something. Do you have a joint bank account? Have you ever had a joint bank account?
No.
Yeah, did you
and
your ex have a joint bank account?
No, we did not have a joint bank account. He had his own.
What about you and Hostage Boy? I feel like you guys would have a house and we've only been together by now.
We've only been together for 3 months, but we don't have a joint bank account, but his paychecks do get deposited into my bank account.
You have a joint bank account. That is a joint bank account.
Wait a minute. Why do his checks get deposited into your account?
Because he's holding him hostage.
No, I don't know. I didn't.
So weird.
No. Okay. I mean,
it is very weird.
A whole bunch of other things, but, like, he also, like, you live. I guess he likes to spend money, and, you know. So.
Oh my gosh! You guys have been together for what? 3 months?
Yeah.
3 months, no. And you guys have a joint bank account. This is insane.
Okay, let me
unpack this real quick. You're just tuning in to Joe McKenzie, 833-563-2539. Pork Chop says he doesn't have a joint account with him and his hostage boyfriend, but there's a bank account that Pork Chop has, which his boyfriend's paycheck goes into.
And do you guys both have cards to this account?
No, just me. But okay, listen. So
it legit sounds like he's being held hostage.
Okay, no. Listen.
I think this is illegal.
His situation is, like, fantastic because he's only had, like, one bank account in the past, so he's got no credit card debt, nothing like that.
Right.
So his, like, the little credit he has is, like, perfect. Like, he's got no credit card debt, and so, like, he just, you know, we moved in together, and he just, right now, he doesn't have a bank account open, and I had one open.
Why does he have a bank account open?
I don't know. We're going to get him one. But...
Does he have, not a real identity? Is he a fake person?
Wait, why doesn't he have a bank account? How did he get checks deposited before you guys started dating?
Like a pay card.
What's that?
It's like when you go to your job, you have a pay card. They put the money on that card, and then
I've never even heard of what a pay card is.
Oh, yeah.
But I cannot believe that you guys have a joint bank account. You guys have been together for 3 months.
That's way too soon.
Weird to me. Some marriages don't even do that.
Is anybody seeing, like, a red alert here or a flag? Because I am freaking out after 3 months. I got to be honest. I have a joint bank account now, and it works. I had money in securities before I got married because both my parents made really good money, but they just kind of wasted it all away. So I'm afraid of being broke one day myself. So that's where I had a hard time trusting somebody else with all of my hard-earned money. But now I do it. It's great. As you mentioned, budget. Wonderful idea, I think, when you're actually married to do so. But... Oh my gosh, bombshell dropped on us. Pork Chop and his hostage boy have a joint bank account. Does anyone think that's that normal after 3 months?
3 months of dating and they have a joint bank account. Have you ever heard of this? What is your, like, where do you stand on joint bank accounts? And do you think you should have them before you're married?
All right. At this time, let's take a little station identification. We are Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now. Interesting conversation going down right now here on Joe and McKenzie, and that is about something Liv brought up, kind of about her and Jewel Daddy, and then we stumbled upon producer Porkchop has been with Hostage Boy for 3 months, and they have a joint bank account. Dude.
I really didn't want to talk about this. We don't have a joint bank account.
Yes, you do.
No, we don't.
His checks get deposited into your account.
Right. It's my bank account with my name. And he had a bank account before for a little bit. So his credit's really good. He doesn't have any debt or anything like that. So when we met together, he didn't have a bank account. He got a job real quick. And so I was like, hey, just, you know, deposit your checks into my bank account and then I'll give you the cash.
And you know who else did that?
Who?
Probably Charles Manson. Cult leaders also do that. They take their hostages.
Give me all of your money.
Uh-huh.
That's a good boy. 833-563-25. I can't even say the number. 833-563-2539. Let's go to Javier. Hey, you're on Joe and McKenzie. What do you want to say, Javier?
I mean, I just hear all about the money, but we always thinking about money, material things, cars. You know, everything we can buy with the same money that we have to use to share to the person we love, right? But I always think, what happens if this person gets sick to go right away to the hospital, the emergency, I don't know, maybe die. We have to share the money anyways because sometimes we have to pay bills. We have to pay, I don't know, even dinner. I mean, come on, we're talking about money, but the best thing here that we're talking about right now is about love, to love someone.
That's romantic and that's cute, but here's the thing. Me and my boyfriend, we go out to dinner. I buy groceries for us all of the time. It's called Venmo. It's called Cash App. PayPal.
You still need a bank account for that.
I have a bank account. He has a bank account. We have bank accounts because we are adults.
True. Yeah.
Well, so
shots fired.
I'm not saying shots fired, but I'm saying that I feel like the appropriate thing would have done is to go to a bank, open up a bank account for him. I think it's kind of weird.
Thanks, Javier. Let's go to Craig this morning on Joe and McKenzie. Craig, what do you want to say?
My wife and I have had joint bank accounts for a long, long time. But about 12 years ago, I set up an account for me, and she set up an account for her. So the money all goes into the joint account, and then we each take our stipend, and then I spend it on what I want to spend it on, and she spends whatever she wants to spend it on, and all the bills get paid through the house account.
See, that's a good idea, and that's what we're going to do.
I know, but I think what's weird is that you guys have only been dating for 3 months. I know Joe does that. Joe and his wife, they both have fun money.
Every Friday, I get a little bit of fun money.
Exactly, and they're married.
Yep. And you're holding a guy hostage. Nicole, you're on Joe and McKenzie. What you want to say?
I think financial transparency is so important from the start, especially when you're getting into a long-term relationship. I have been married for 2 years, and we just got a joint bank account a year ago. And while we started uncovering financials for each other, I discovered like tens of thousands of dollars of debt that my husband is in. So now... his money is his money, and part of my money is also his money because I'm helping him pay off these things, and it's really caused a ripple in our marriage, to say the least.
That's so hard. Yeah. I mean, I definitely think transparency with your finances are very important in a relationship to start out. But with that being said, that doesn't mean you have to have a joint bank account. Good luck with all of that because debt can be so, so stressful. But
you can get through it too if you guys work together. And I really recommend Dave Ramsey. That guy is a financial expert. A lot of his stuff is free. And if you've never checked it out, that can really help change your financial situation.
And that's what my boyfriend's doing too, is like really good with, like, he wants to help me pay down my debt. I told him right off the bat about it. He knew. So.
Well, you waited like a month, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Until you actually had his money going into your bank account. So there is that. Felicia, you're on Joe and McKenzie. What do you want to say?
I'm in the same situation as Craig, where we just have our own separate accounts where we can spend our own, but then we also have our house account where we make sure all of our bills are paid on time and all the necessities are taken care of. But when it comes to fun money, we both end up with the same amount, and he spends it how he wants, and I spend it how I want.
Kind of curious, and I'm sorry if it's too personal. Do you do fun money once a week or once a month? How do you do the fun money?
Every paycheck, we just get the same amount into our accounts. So,
interesting.
How much?
So we both get paid. We both get paid twice a month, and so we both choose. We each get the same amount, and then he spends it on bachelor parties, and I spend it on me time.
Hey, thank you for the call this morning. We appreciate you.
Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Who's ready for it? The Friday Freestyle, a three-way battle today.
Ugh.
Joe versus Liv versus Pork Chop.
Woo, 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 woo,
yeah.
It's about to go down. Oh, yeah. Time for radio to get awkward and weird. It's Joe and McKenzie here on Radio Now. Too. We like to do a little Friday freestyle because Liv claims that she's really good at freestyling, but I've never heard a good freestyle from her
yet. That's such a lie. I've done good freestyles in the past. You guys can go onto our Instagram at Joe McKenzie if you guys want to see me spit some bars.
Please, if you find one, I'll give you $1. Then also we got Pork Chop, who does really well sometimes, but today he's not wearing his sunglasses, so I don't know if he'll be able to spit some bars. It's going to be a three-way battle today.
Now. I know that was the plan, but me and Pork Chop talked off air. And Joe always says how he's so good. He's the best. Everyone always votes for him as a winner. So me and Pork Chop decided it's going to be a little two-on-one. Me and Pork Chop are going to combine forces. We are going to rap battle against you together.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Because I hate the Friday rap battle, so I need Liv's help to, like, help beat you.
Oh, boy. This is good. I think this is going to be worse than if you guys did it originally by yourselves.
I don't know. I feel like we could really excel right in this moment.
So, yeah, possibly.
Okay, so are you guys going to go first versus me, or am I going to go first versus you two?
I think we should go first.
Ugh, fine.
Okay, now, where are we getting the words today? From our technical producer, Lenny Bree in Houston?
Yes,
yeah.
We are.
And I have not looked at the words yet, so let me know, and then I'll open the text.
All right, open the text up from Lenny Bree, our technical producer in Houston on Radio Now 92.1.
All right, covering it, or is it? Okay, your word is slot.
We're going first.
Oh, well, that was the first one on top.
Okay, so is our word slot?
Yeah.
This is a very
sounds like another
strange
word.
All right.
So think about slot, and let me know when you guys are ready. You ready?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm ready. So I'll say the first, like, two lines, and then I'll point to you, and you can come off there, and then we'll just go back and forth. Are you ready, Pork Chop?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here we go. It's a Friday Freestyle. Team Chops and Livy Liv.
MCPC.
MCPC and Livy Liv in the house. I hate myself. That was terrible. Okay. Let's go. It's about to go down. Yeah, me and Chops, we've got money like we're winning on the slot machines. Man, I'm such a fiend.
Love my boy Joe, but you gotta watch out. We love to slot, but we don't want you to clot. Stop eating the food, cause you're gonna get a blood clot. Hold it with your Glock.
Wow, that was a lot. Chops, I didn't mean for you to go there. That's okay, we're here anywhere. All right, it's me and Chops, the dynamic duo. That's right, that's what you know.
The rhymes never stop, cause I'm Chops, and you're Liv, and Joe is about to go down.
Yeah, we're gonna put him in a body bag. That's right, you're such an old hag. Yeah, you're an old guy. You're out of date. Man, I'm fly like me and Chops when we go in hard. Yeah, I'm spitting a lot of bars. I was pretty good at the end there. I pointed to you, Chops.
I don't know, that was the end of the music.
Oh, you want, hold on, I can give you more.
That was good.
I was good at the end.
Yeah, you were definitely good.
Me, the blood clot, okay. I feel like once I say SWAT once, we can move on.
Oh.
You know?
Okay.
It's like, I mentioned slot machines.
Oh.
I'm such a fiend. We'd said the word.
Really?
We accomplished a goal. Let's move on.
Oops. Okay.
That's how I do it. We should have had strategize earlier.
I actually thought the point of picking the word was to, I don't know, I guess.
Rhyme the word?
Yeah, with...
Well, I rhymed the word once, and then I move on.
That's what I thought it was, too. Okay.
Well,
fine.
That's my strategy.
I think this will be the first time I beat two people in a Friday freestyle. Let's hear what you got. What's my word, pork chop?
Your word is hip. That's funny, because you have a fake one.
Okay, here we go. Friday freestyle! Boy, I'm sorry you had to hear that terrible representation of hip-hop and rap from Live the Web Girl and producer Pork Chop, but don't worry, I'm about to make it good. My name's Joe Pesh. Here we go. I got a fake hip, man, I used to walk with a limp, and you could see me coming from afar. I could not drive a car. After I had my surgery, I had to get an escort. Then I got in trouble for that accident, so I had to go to court. Now you better support what I'm trying to say, cause I can do this rhyme like every day, and you're never gonna win, that's so dang sad. Live though, I do like your dad, he's into volcanoes when they like to erupt, all kinds of stuff, it sounds so corrupt, and Pork Chop, man, he's really having a tough time, cause he can't understand when I rhyme. I go slow, then I go fast, yes it's true, I got a big old ass, and I'm not afraid to say this on the radio, cause I am the best, and you will never go into my territory. Now here's another story, whatever happened to that one guy named Chops? Oh wait, his rhymes, they started to flop. Live the Web Girl thought she was coming back. Oh no, she had herself a heart attack. When she was riding on the bike, she was yelling, do the hiss of shame. You got no rap game. My name will maintain the status of the elite. Never gonna fall down and be defeated. Man, you guys should have retreated. Get on out of here, I'm done doing this rhyme. My name's Joe Pesh, and I do this all the time. Shout out to all my big fans, my supporters.
All right, you know,
you
that was terrible, and I just destroyed you guys.
You know what's so crazy? Joe, his vocabulary is not great. Then he starts rapping, and he says words like retreat, and I'm like, what? You can barely speak.
Thank you very much.
This is Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
We have got the brand new Jonas Brothers song. It's called What a Man Gotta Do. Live the Web Girl loves it. We'll play that coming up, less than 10 minutes. So just hang out with us, and you'll get to hear that if you have not heard it already. And we'll play it later on again this morning here on Joe and McKenzie. So Live the Web Girl, as far as I know, no wedding in your future, as far as you and Jewel Daddy. I think you guys might get married one day, though. I could at least see it. Who knows? I know it's still early, but I think you guys could be a couple.
Possibly, yeah.
Okay, better get invited to the wedding. you have some wedding planning questions?
Yes, kind of. So my cousin just got engaged, I would say probably like 3 months ago or so, and her fiance are starting to plan the wedding. They cannot agree on absolutely anything. Like, they are disagreeing about the amount of people, the venue, if it's going to be in the country, if it's going to be out of the country, food, anything you could think of, they are disagreeing on. Like, butting heads, they haven't even begun to plan the wedding because of how much you're disagreeing with the plan.
Have they always been the type of couple that totally is on opposite ends when it comes to just like agreeing on things, or is this the only time where they've been like complete opposites, like they cannot agree?
I mean, they don't agree on everything, obviously, like any couple, but it's not like they're polar opposites always, because they're not. They have a lot of similar interests. They have a ton of similar interests. They're both kind of like hipsters and like into music and stuff like that and into traveling. Like, they have similar interests, but they cannot for the life of them agree on anything about this. So I kind of beg the question, are you compatible even if you cannot even agree on any of the wedding planning? Like, they are struggling so hard to make any plans for this wedding because they can't agree.
I would say, 833-563-2539. You're still compatible even if you can't, because I feel like in my experience with a wedding, it was a cluster. What about you, Pork Chop?
I don't know. I've seen, I used to DJ weddings, so I deal with this a lot. And I think that just happens. It's a part of, you know, dating and being engaged. So, yeah, I don't think it's that too big of an issue.
But here's the thing. I understand you guys are going to have differing opinions on some of the wedding planning, and someone's got to give. You guys got to find a compromise. They have found zero compromises in any of this. It's literally halted them from planning this wedding. They haven't set a date. They haven't picked a place, any of this, even though they've been trying for 3 months. After 3 months and not even being able to set anything set in stone because neither one of them wants to compromise or neither one of them wants to like give up one thing for the other, that shows me almost like you're not compatible.
You know what I see? If that continues to be an issue and let's say there's some like big argument, then maybe I can see, like, I could see it ending. I wonder if that's ever happened. Has someone argued over the wedding planning?
And just called it off?
Yeah, but like, wouldn't broke you up? Rather call it off now than when you're married and you have to get a divorce? Like, maybe this is almost like a sign from the universe. Oh, like, hear me out.
Okay.
Maybe this is almost like a sign from the universe that they're not meant to be. If they can't even plan a wedding together, how are they going to raise children together, deal with a mortgage together? Like, maybe this is a sign.
I feel like a wedding and planning it out is the hardest dang thing you'll do, one of them in life, because you know why? You got everybody with their input. Family? Oh, God, I don't even want to get started with my mother-in-law, and I love her. But everybody's got an opinion. They want to push it on you, especially I feel a lot of sympathy for the females that are, if they're planning out the wedding and the dudes are just sitting back, oh, it can be a pain in the butt. Like, you got to stand up. It's like, thanks for the suggestion, Mom. Thanks, Aunt Pam, whatever it might be. Let's go to Heather this morning. Heather, you're on Joan McKenzie. What do you think?
I know Liz said that they just won't compromise, but that's my best suggestion. Like, if one person wants 200 people and the other person wants 100, then go in the middle at 150. Same with that, like, if they're wanting an out of country versus in country, maybe just do like a different state wedding.
So obviously, that Heather, that seems like the answer to compromise, but like theoretically, like if they can't compromise, like then what?
Do you think it's over?
No, maybe just don't have a wedding and just do something very simple and just go get married.
Like a courthouse?
If you love each other, you'll find a way.
I wonder if there's like a wedding therapist. Ooh, I wonder. Hire a wedding planner, maybe.
Well, so that's what they want to do. So one of them wants to go see a wedding planner, and another person is like, that's a waste of time. Like, we're not even going to have a big enough... going to have a big enough wedding to even really where we would need to use a wedding planner.
Now I really want to go to this wedding just to see how much of a cluster it really is going to be.
And it's not just small. Like, it's not just like one person wants 100, one person wants 200. We're saying like one person wants 300, one person wants 50. Like, these are huge. Huge differences. One person wants a European wedding. Another person wants it in the city they live in. Like, these are very dramatic differences.
Joe, imagine DJing that wedding. One of them's going to want country song. One of them's going to want pop music. Hey, don't play that. It's like,
I think they're what they all can agree on is absolutely no country.
You know, I'm surprised Porkchop hasn't been like, well, did you know I'm a DJ if they need a DJ?
It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
This is a video I recommend you check out. I'm going to be posting it up soon at joeandmckenzie.com. A guy went into a Walmart, of course, in Florida, where all the good stuff happens, and he was wearing hover shoes. Have you guys ever heard of hover shoes? They're not like wheelies, because where they have the thing in the back, but hover shoes, they kind of like are powered roller skates, sort of. Like,
interesting.
If you can imagine it. Yeah, you might want to Google image it. You'd have a better idea, but this video is incredible. Well, this guy was being able to be propelled around with these hover skates, these roller skates, and they're expensive, too. They're like $200. Well, he went into the Walmart with a cart and his hover skates, and he skated around, and he filled up his cart worth about $600 worth of different items. He got some paint. He got, I believe, a couple of trash cans. He got a car battery. He got some flowers. He got a Roku TV. I mean, this guy spared no expense. And incredibly, he hover skated, I should say, out of the store with the cart without paying. And he was hauling. He's like, ring.
I mean, if you're going to steal stuff, like, what a random bunch of stuff to steal. Like, the flowers?
Yeah, it's just absolutely insane to see the security footage because they're watching him, like, going all around the store, like, super fast. And then he goes out and he tries to load it all into his minivan when he got out of there. He was able to drive off. The cops are still trying to track the dude down.
A Walmart in Florida a dude wearing hover sneakers, that's like the mecca of trash.
I agree. Check out the dummy of the day at joeandmckenzie.com.
It is Friday. It is Friday. I am ready for a nap. I can't wait to do no crap.
Wow.
Sorry, I'm just excited, guys. It's a freaking weekend. We are Joe McKenzie. McKenzie already got it kicked off. Lucky dog. I think she's on her way right now to L.A. Have fun, McKenzie. Celebrating your birthday month. We still got the whole gang here. Myself, Joe, Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, and of course you. So, what's going on, everybody? Like, what are your weekend plans, Livy Liv?
I am so unbelievably busy today. You know when you're like dreading the day because you're so busy? And
today,
you're so
I woke up that
tired.
Way.
Oh my gosh. So right after this, I got to go home. I got to eat something. I got to make a Cycle Bar playlist. I'm going to have lots of coffee. Hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. Because I taught a double class last night. I'm teaching a double class tonight. So I'm teaching a Cycle Bar class at 4:30. I'm teaching one right after that at 5:45. Right after that, I'm going to zoom to my boyfriend's house. Get ready because I'm going to the Indy Fuel game tonight. It's
nice.
My very first game. And I'm shooting the puck at the second intermission.
What? No
oh,
way.
Wow.
Yes.
I'm so jealous. How come you are and not me?
Because I'm cool. No, I'm just kidding. I like know one of the guys, Hunter. He used to work here. He works over there. And so he texted me and asked me if I wanted to do it. And I said, duh.
Have you ever been ice skating or ever play hockey?
I've been ice skating plenty of times, but I've never played hockey. So I'm really nervous about it. But I can do worse than Dustin.
Yeah. Dustin, who is afternoons here on Radio Now, 100.9. Cool dude.
Cool dude.
No, like, no problem with him.
Hockey.
But God, he's athletic build. Like, he boxes, I think. But I wish he could, like, shoot a puck like he claims to box. Because, I mean,
it was so embarrassing.
I think he almost shot it into the crowd.
Yeah, it was really bad. So I'm going to shoot the puck tonight. So if you're going there, please stop me. Say hi. Please support me. Then tomorrow, I'm going home to Cincinnati. It's my brother-in-law's birthday. We're celebrating it tomorrow. And I'm watching, of course, the Conor McGregor and the Cowboy fight on pay-per-view.
Yeehaw! What about you, Chops?
Mine is easy. I'm at the steakhouse tonight. I'm a double at the steakhouse on Saturday, double at the steakhouse on Sunday, and I work at the steakhouse Monday night. So I will be at Sullivan's all weekend. I am looking forward to Monday morning, Martin Luther King Day, because I think we have a day off, right?
We do have the day off, yes. So I have got something exciting tonight. I don't know what I'm doing, but tomorrow night we're having a party in Broad Ripple.
What?
We're celebrating my neighbor Bill's 70th birthday. I love my
Wait,
neighbors.
That's They're... lit. A 70-year-old's birthday in Broad Ripple.
Oh, we're gonna get down. You can laugh, but it's a hell
no,
of a time.
I'm jealous.
Being dead
I want to go.
That sounds so much fun. I love partying with old people. You guys have to go to the piano bar. The piano bar is the best place to take old people.
No. We're just staying at it, like at his house.
Oh. I it's like the bars in Broad Ripple.
Got it.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see what happens. He might turn up.
Liv, we could still crash their party.
Try to sneak into the red room. Okay. Well, hey, we can't do any of that unless we get out of here and say goodbye. So for myself, Joe McKenzie's on vacation, Liv the Web Girl, and producer Porkchop, let's say goodbye.
Bye.